Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Claire Roy, who is the author of The Circle of Initiates, Past and Present. Claire is a ongoing occult thought flow transmitted by Master DK. Master DK, some of you may know, wrote, I think, a series of about 22 books through Alice Bailey earlier in the century. And those books have been very, very important in the education of initiates of this time period. And so this is a very interesting book. It has a section where the rays are talked about in detail, and the characteristics, both the good and the not so good characteristics of all of the rays, and how each of us has probably mainly a soul ray and a personality ray that we need to be aware of. And then also a discussion about initiations. Master DK wrote several books on initiations through Alice Bailey. And it's a pleasure to interview Ms. Roy on this book. She is the director of Medicine Buddha Mandala Institute in Montreal, and she has published three small volumes on DK's revolutionary teachings on the new tantrism. Thank you very much for joining us, Claire. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Maya. I'm very happy to be with you on your show. Thank you very much.
Well, would you tell the listening right? Would you tell the listening audience a little bit about your background and how you became aware of Master DK?
So I think I was always a spiritual person. When I was young, I was raised in a Catholic family. But when I was young, I always questioned myself about life and what is the meaning of life and what is soul. And when I was a teenager, I began to read a lot of book about what is reincarnation, what is karma, and what is the different body that we have. And I began to meditate when I was in my 20s. And one night when I was meditating, mm-hmm. I saw a man in front of me, and I did not know who he was. And this man, I know that he was probably a master because his energy was very special and very, how can I say, higher. It's a strong, very strong energy. And he gave me at that time some advice about how to meditate correctly and how to change something in my life. And I did not know who he was, but I think maybe 2 years later, I discovered that he was DK, and I was in shock because I was not the person, I think, that I was able to receive this great honor that meet this kind of master. Mm-hmm. And one night, he asked me to work with him. And I was so surprised, and I have so lack of confidence in me that I say, no, I cannot work with you. I was not enough evolved, and he said, okay, we're going to wait. And he asked me another time, and I say, oh, I don't think I'm able to do that. And the third time, he just tell me, we just try a little bit together, and we will see if we are able to work together. And okay, I say okay. And I did a little job for him, and finally I accept to work with him. But it was a challenge because his energy very strong, and I'm very stubborn. And when I work with him, I can exchange. Is it the right word in English? I can exchange with him. And sometimes I ask him question why he told this, why he said thing that I don't understand, and he take the time to explain to me. And after I agree to write it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he asked me to write this book about the initiate, to explain what is the inference of the way in an other way that he was explained with Madame Bailey. So he gave example with this personality to show how the rays can play, how the it's like a music, the ray in our life, and he want to explain it in this book with these different personalities.
Yeah, he really does a great job. The structure of the book, just so the listeners understand it, there are a number of fairly well-known people, both from history and present, and Master DK is actually dictating to Claire, so he's giving this information through her, as he did with Alice Bailey. And so we have different spiritual leaders, we have political leaders, we have entertainers, we have a number of people, and then, of course, you've got the list of people you're going to do next, which is interesting, too. So
I'm working on it.
Right, right. But, many of these people we know because they're fairly famous. And we know their strengths and weaknesses because they're plastered all over People magazine and Time magazine and, all the different shows on TV. So it's just very interesting to understand where they are in spiritual evolution, as well as why they have the strengths and weaknesses that they do. And then Master DK has a commentary, which is wonderful, about he sometimes talks about their previous lives and sometimes about their future lives. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very interesting. It's just a fascinating book. One that I'm really pleased. I actually have a meditation group. We've been meeting weekly since 1990, and I'm teaching them now about the rays and about the initiation. So thank you very much for writing it. I'm sure it's sometimes a little tedious to get all this information down.
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about the rays, because the listeners probably are not familiar with this. Would you like to start out with how the rays influence us during our lifetime, and then, of course, our soul ray influences us through multiple lifetimes.
So for me, the discovery of the influence of the ray is very, very interesting thing, because we can understand more ourselves with this influence. And each ray, there are seven rays, and mm-hmm. each ray can influence one of our body. When we prepare to incarnate, we choose four rays. Mm-hmm. Because the ray of the soul generally never change. It's the same in each right. incarnation. But we have to choose four rays, one for our personality, one mm-hmm. for our mental body, one for our astral, and the other for the physical body. Mm-hmm. And the soul chooses the ray because the soul wants to experiment different kind of energy on Earth. And the soul will learn a lot of things about what is life on Earth with this energy, different kind of energy. So we have the ray one. Yeah, and do you want me to describe the ray?
Yeah, let's go through the rays, and then we can talk a little bit about, if you have a soul ray. Like, for example, my soul ray is the fifth ray, spiritual science. So I'm a scientist and doctor and whatever in many lifetimes. And then I have a different personality ray. So, but let's go through all the rays so they understand the different what they are.
Okay, so We begin with the Re One. So it's the Re of the will and power. So for me, the key word of this Re is strong. So this Re is very imposing, very robust. And the person who has this influence need space. They don't like to be touched, and they don't like to touch other person. So generally, they go in politics or leader or I have a blank.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe a leader in industry or like
yes,
CEO.
Yeah. And each Re have a positive energy and a negative one. So for the Re one, the positive is will, dynamic power, and great concentration. They are fearless. And the negative aspect is they are very arrogant, pride, the desire to control, and sometimes to oppress the other one, because mm-hmm. they want, when they have a goal, they will do anything to reach the goal, okay? So the Re one is very powerful, and they want the power. Now the Re two, for me, it's almost the opposite of the Re one, because the Re two is the Re of love and wisdom, and the key word for me is sensitivity. So generally, the person who has this Re in his configuration, they like to teach, they like to heal, so they do doctor, teacher, and they are very loving. They like touch people, they like to be touched too. They are very empathic, they are very tolerant. But in the negative aspect, they are generally full of fears. And they have hypersensitivity and sometimes inferiority complex. Are you agree with that? I know that you know the race. The race.
Yeah, no, I do.
Okay. So, and now for the retreat. The retreat, a lot of people has this Re in their configuration. And it's very common in a physical body, because the Re-3 is a very active and very adaptable energy. Mm-hmm. And the key word for me is rapidity. So the Re-3, the positive aspect is powerful intellect. They are excellent in business. They think fast. They walk fast. They talk fast. They can be a very diplomatic person, but they can also be manipulative, because the retreat want to experiment a lot of things, and they want to express and to play with different kind of energy. So they can become very manipulative person. And the negative aspect, they can very critical. Sometimes there are too hyperactive. They have difficulty to rest, and they don't like to do nothing. They always move. Okay.
Right. Yeah. My personality is Re 3. So I'm constantly doing all sorts of different things and juggling all sorts of things, surgery and the radio show. And, you know, I just came out of surgery for about, like, 12 hours in surgery to do the radio show. And then I'll go out and run errands, and, you know, I'll probably come back at midnight. You know, it's a...
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a retreat. Now for the Re 4, the Re 4 is the Re of the harmony, beauty, and art. So for me, the keyword is beauty. They like beauty, and they are generally very gracious. They seem very fluid in their movement. They are afraid of getting old, generally, and they do good actor. They have a strong intuition, and generally he can rapidly adapt to diverse situations. The positive aspect of these three is they are very refined, spontaneous. They have musical and acting aptitude. They are very strong warriors, so they do very good soldier and good actor. The negative aspect, often they are in constant torment. They have up and down, emotional up and down. They are very agitated, and sometimes they have the tendency to exaggerate, and they are unpredictable, and they have changing moods and lack of confidence. So this is for the RE4. The RE5, so you see that you have a soul of a RE5, so this is the soul of, this is the RE of a scientific, okay. The key word for me is need proof. So they have a sharp mind, they like experimentation. They don't believe without proof. They are very rational and technical. The positive aspect, so they have the ability to explain. They think and act scientifically. They have precision in their thoughts. This is in avec leur pensée. Okay. The negative aspect, often they are too rational, too analytic. Sometimes he can have have a lack of intuition. Sometimes they are not very emotional. They are too mental. They say good scientific. Sorry, I want to speak too fast. No, I have to slow down. Okay. So, yeah. And they like to be. Psychologist, doctor, and lab rat. Okay, it's a lab rat, un rat de laboratoire. This is the right term? Okay.
Yep. Scientist, okay. Yeah.
Now, the RE6, okay, is the RE of idealism and devotion. So for me, the keyword of this RE is devotion in what they believe. So, The person who has a RE6 in his configuration has a strong tendency to fit a love, a thing to their solar plexus. They are very plexular. This is a good term in English. And they are very emotional. The positive aspect, so they are idealism, devotional, loyal, sincere. They can sacrifice themselves for a cause. They are kindness. But the negative aspect, so they can be very rigid, fanatic, jealous, possessiveness. Okay. Now, the RE7. So this is the RE of ceremonial order and magic. The key word for me is discipline. So they are very realistic. They enjoy the discipline. They have a high level of organization. They want to organize all of things, and they believe that their method is the best. The positive aspect is they have the power to create order, power to transform and concretize on the material plan. They have the power to plan it, I repeat myself, and organize. But the negative aspect, so they have the tendency to be too rigid, to be too conservative, too ritualistic, and sometimes the lack of originality. They don't like the change. They don't like this. So that's it. It's okay for the description of the rays.
Yeah. And Alice,
Bailey has a book, I believe, called The Rays and Initiations that go through a lot of detail. Yes. And then there's esoteric psychology that talks about how the various rays influence the psychology, I believe. So,
yes.
But it's really a great it's a great spiritual psychology. It really allows you to understand people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if we can understand the influence of the ray, we can understand it's the psychology of the future. So we can understand how, why we are so different, why we mm-hmm. act so differently, and when we heal someone, we discover when we work with the rays and we can find the rays on the person in front of us, we can mm-hmm. understand why we can heal the people the same way. Do you understand what I want to say?
Oh, yeah. The fourth ray is interesting. One of my first spiritual students was a fourth ray engineer, and we were all doing healing. You know, we were doing a lot of spiritual healing, and he would never do spiritual healing. And then later on, I found out by reading Master DK's work that if you're the ray four. If you're ray four, you don't heal until you're a master. Isn't that interesting? So, you know, most of the other rays, when you're an initiate, you start doing healing. But for ray four, that's not done. So that explained why he wasn't doing, you know, interested in doing healing. Because he was ray four.
Okay.
So just little things like that.
Okay.
So let's talk a little bit about the initiations. You know, we have... Master DK says that, you know, a lot of people are disciples. They're people who are trying to live good lives and trying to, you know, live by the golden rule and treat others well and you know, basically become better people. But at mm-hmm. some point, you become an initiate. And I believe when you're an initiate, you start to use energy consciously. In other yeah. words, you start by gaining control of the physical attributes, then the emotional attributes, and finally the mental
yes.
attributes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're, I believe after the seventh initiation, you're a master of the physical plane. Is that your understanding as well?
I don't agree. I understand what you say. So for mm-hmm. me, we have different initiation. So, and for me, the quatre premières, José, comment on dit ça? The fourth initiation is for me the more important because mm-hmm. with the fourth initiation, the ego will become. The ego will serve now mm-hmm. the soul. Je recommence, okay? I start again? Okay. So
okay.
We have different initiation. With the first
right.
initiation, we have to learn how to master the physical plan. But mm-hmm. when we did the first initiation, we master not... to 100% physical plan, but we are able to see how it's work and how it can be un piège, José, comment on dit ça? A trap, the physical plan. And when
right.
we do our first initiation, DK say that it is the first time that we begin to love because it's the opening of the heart with the first initiation.
Mm-hmm.
And now, with the first, we can see the life in a different way because we begin to be more sensitive to others. And we begin to progress to the second initiation with the mastering of the emotional body. mm-hmm. but we are not mastering all physical plan. We have to, with each initiation, we always to be aware of the initiation that we had, we did before. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
In this life and in past life too. So it's a progress, and we have to repeat in each life the initiation that we did in the past life, mm-hmm. to be able to progress and to the higher initiation. And the first one is mastering the physical plan. The second is emotional plan, and the third mm-hmm. one is the mental plan. And with the fourth initiation, it is the ego that mm-hmm. the ego will be not mastered, but it will become a servant to the mm-hmm. soul. And he will do his real task to the humanity. And after we will do the fifth initiation, and we will to be able after that to contact strongly our monad, because when we have a strong contact with our soul, after that we have to. Have a link with our monad, and it's not easy to do that. And we are not able to do that before we fifth initiation.
Fifth initiation, yeah.
Okay.
So when do you believe that? Like if people are born with spiritual sight and hearing, in other words, they've always had it since birth, what initiation do you think that they're probably at from a past life?
Can you repeat your question?
Well, when if someone is born with spiritual sight and hearing, in other words, who regularly can just bring information in from higher planes, but never had to learn it. In other words, can do it at age 3 or 4 or 5. What initiation would you say that they probably came in from a previous life? You know, in other words, they may not have had any initiations in this life yet, but they're able to do telethought communication and whatever. They're nobody had to teach them that.
Well, if I understand well, it's not an easy question to answer, because it depends where is the source of their information that they will receive. So Dickey, in his book, explained mm-hmm. that the first medium-ty come from the plexus solar. And mm-hmm. this is a medium-ty that has a certain reality, but it is very coloring, can I say it in English? Mm-hmm. Colored by astral plan. And
this information is coming from the soul level. In other words, the person has soul contact coming into this life.
Okay.
I mean, not someone who's like a psychic with the astral stuff, but somebody who truly is bringing in information that is...
But
you know.
If it comes from the soul, for me, this person mm-hmm. as did his second initiation, it's mm-hmm. sure, it's sure. And maybe this person as did his third initiation too, because with the third initiation, the link with the soul is very strong, and the soul mm-hmm. is always guiding the person. And this person generally is very humble, and mm-hmm. They don't like to talk about this kind of energy that she has, because when you have your third initiation, you don't mm-hmm. want to be very recognized by the others. You want to serve the master, and you want to be not in front, but you want to humbly work with people who are who surround us, surround you, and you mm-hmm. want to inspiring the others. But mm-hmm. often the third initiate is not comfortable to be unknown by the public or to known by the public. He mm-hmm. just want to do his job, and he will do a lot of sacrifice to help people in a certain way, the way that he can do.
Mm-hmm.
This is. Are you okay with my answer, or I need to explain more, or you can be not agree with that?
Oh, I was just asking what you thought. Like, 'cause some people are born with the gifts of the Spirit. They never had to study, or you know, they don't have to really. I mean, they can improve on the gifts by studying, but. The soul connection is there at birth.
Yes.
And I just was wondering if there was a particular level that occurs at after a certain initiation, that occurs at. The different people in the book range, of course, from anywhere from the first initiation all the way up to, I think, 7 point something when the Master DK describes a master in Paris. And so there's a range of people in the book, but it just there doesn't seem to be a lot of people from the fifth and the sixth initiation.
No,
yeah,
because for us it's very higher to understand. We cannot understand people who has higher initiate like this. And the purpose of DK in this book is to help people to recognize themselves mm-hmm. and to understand how the Ray can influence their life. So he put some very higher initiate because we need to have leader in that. But he put a lot of people between one initiation and two, because the majority of the people on this planet is in this range, and they are between the first initiation and the second. So it's why we find in the book a lot of people in this range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, would you like to discuss some of the people that Master DK describes in the book?
Yes, if you want. If you want me to talk about some of them, or you want to suggest some of them, like you wish.
Let's see. Let's talk about Michael Jackson.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Michael was a friend of mine. I communicated with him by email for several years before he died. And he did die before his death date, which was very, very sad. He also did not die of Diprivan. He actually died of high potassium because he was over-exercising, you know, when he was doing that, the show, preparing for a show. And so he actually didn't die of what they said. My supervisor, one of my employees, on the day he died, she said to me, "Michael Jackson is dead." And the first thing I heard was, "The doctor will be blamed," which was interesting. And then I was given a series of words to go look up on the internet, and it took me to a eating disorder journal. And Michael's symptoms were exactly what that person's symptoms were, and they described how he died of a high potassium, you know, for over-exercising. And Michael was definitely clairvoyant. He was definitely anorexic, and he was definitely over-exercising. So, you know, Michael obviously had a lot of things that were misunderstood. His whole life he was misunderstood. It was very interesting.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So would you like to
But
I assume you have the book there and talk a little bit about Michael Jackson.
Yes, if we look about his ray. So he was. Oh, you are. Okay. Michael Jackson was a young soul, but he has a ray form in his soul. So, and a personality with ray 4-2. So, it explains why he is a good artist. He is a very in front of his time, and he like beauty, and he always search for the beauty in his life. But with the reform, he is very probably very tormented always, and never satisfies himself. Mm-hmm. And I think with this reform, the doubt of him of himself too, because to have two reform like he had, it's not comfortable. But it's a very creative ray, and this ray helped him to be this great singer he was. And he has two sub-ray 7, so it's the perfectionist in him. So he wants probably always to be perfect, to do the right thing. And he has a ray 6 in his astral body. So he was very probably sensitive and very devotional to the people who are proche de lui, near him. And I'm sure that he probably be a person who take care of the people who were around him.
Yeah, he took very good care of the people around him, which was why he was tremendously hurt by their betrayal.
Yes, because the
he really was. He was wounded very, very deeply.
Yeah, I understand with the configuration of his rays. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So his physical body was ray 3, and he danced all the time. He would email me that he has that dancing was an addiction. You know, he had to do it. It was interesting.
Yeah. Okay. And can you tell me if he was very busy always?
Mm-hmm.
He want to do a lot of things in the same in the same time, like you.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at what he accomplished in his life. I mean, all the shows and the albums and the.
Yeah, because the retreat wants to move always in the
work.
Yeah. Okay. So, do you have another person you want to talk about?
Yeah, let's see. Let's talk about. Let's see here. Let's talk about Leonardo da Vinci. That's 149.
Okay.
Because he was fairly advanced for his time at the initiation level of 3.2.
Yes, and it was not easy when you are higher than like him in in higher initiation like him. Yeah, though he was not understood by his entourage, the person.
Right
around him, so I'm sure he was very solitary man, and he has a reform in his soul. So he was a very good artist because he has another reform in his astral body. So he liked beauty. So we understand why he did a lot of beautiful painting and carving, and he has a personality of 7, so he is a very disciplined person, probably, and he liked the perfection and all, so he probably be a very disciplined person, but the person who work with him, probably find difficult to work with him because probably was too strict, yes. And he has a physical body 3 and 6, so he was probably very endurable. Mm-hmm. When we have a retreat, we can do a lot of work before we go errand, and it gave a lot of endurance. So he probably did a long long day of work, and mm-hmm. I think he probably never rest enough. He was probably a person who worked always.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about someone that most people know, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
We've seen his movies, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Tom Cruise is a young, not mature again. He's mm-hmm. a young soul. He wants power, because when you are a young soul, you want power. You mm-hmm. want to be recognized. Mm-hmm. And when you approach the second initiation, the need for recognition mm-hmm. will be increased. This is the good word. So right. he need to be recognized, and he has 7 in his soul. So he is very perfectionist, very disciplined, and probably is the man he think is. He has the. How can I say? He want the people do the thing like he want. The thing will do. So he think he has the good method to do the things. And he has a R6 in his personality, so he is a very probably possessive person, very devotional, but possessive. And maybe jealous too. And he has an astral body, R6 astral body. So he is a very probably warm person, but if you are in his side, it's okay. But if you are on his side, is not maybe a good thing, because he will. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do.
You will think you are against mm-hmm. him. So for him, there are no gray line. It's black or white. Okay, mm-hmm. probably. Okay.
Yeah.
And okay, he has a mantle, a 7 in his mantle, so a very disciplined person.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a retreat in his body, so he certainly do a lot of things in his life in the same way, in the same time. Okay. Do we have another person?
Yeah, I'm just looking through an awful lot of. A lot of the accomplished people seem to have Rafe. Is it Rafe? Well, maybe that's not true. I'm just looking at different people. It seems like a lot of them have the Rafe 3 in the physical body. And that may be because they are able to do a lot. You know, they don't need a lot of sleep. They can work a lot. The more famous people seem to have that a lot.
But the retreat is the more common. You know, a lot of people choose this retreat because mm-hmm. it's a very adaptable mm-hmm. retreat, and they are, it's very useful in when you have it in our life, a retreat. Mm-hmm.
Now, Elvis Presley had Ray 7 in his physical body, so his physical body wasn't quite as tough, you know, as a lot of the 3s were, but it's interesting. So let's see. Let's pick out somebody who's more spiritual. Let's see.
What about Rudolf Steiner? Rudolf Steiner was a spiritual leader, a clairvoyant that wrote many books, Knowledge of the Higher Worlds, and I think lived in, what, the 1940s? No, I'm sorry, 19... Actually, that's not true. He died in 1925, so he lived at the turn of the century.
Rudolf Steiner?
Yeah.
Can you see why?
He's on 433. Yeah.
Okay. So he has a re-soul of two, so he is a good teacher, so he found a school, Rudolf Steiner School, and he is a very sensitive man. And he has a receiver in his personality, so he is very magnetic and very, because he has a receiver in his physical body too, so he is very magnetic. And for me, he has a magician aspect in his life, very interesting. And he has a mantle of five. So the mantle of five make him very scientific, but like you know certainly that the re five is in relationship with the fairy kingdom and the very elemental kingdom. So when you are in contact with this kingdom, you are very intuitive and you are able to transmit a lot of information from this kingdom to help to understand more what is the link between the different kingdom. And for me, Rudolf Steiner can play with this elemental, and he has the ability to have a magic powerful, but in the right way.
Yeah, he was fighting Hitler in the occult, according to Master DK. So that's a pretty significant job at that time. I mean, that was probably an incredible battle.
So in the other plan, because
So that was great. Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give any contact information?
Josie, can
you have a website?
Okay.
You can have a look at the book, our website, on www.palmpublications.com. Palmpublications.com. And you can also find the books everywhere in the States. You just have to go to the bookstore and ask for it. And if they don't have it right away, they're going to make sure that they can get it. So it's kind of easy to get the book. And it's on Amazon also.
Great. Well, and you have another book that you're working on now with different people that I guess there's...
Yes.
You listed about 96 people that you're going to be writing about. So that I know what you're going to be doing. That's great.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We've been interviewing Claire Roy, who is the author of The Circle of Initiates, Past and Present. Thank you very much for joining us. Next week, we'll be interviewing Dr. Joe Espado, Prescriptions for Extreme Health. Thank you very much, and join us next week on Temple of Health Radio Show.